It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
Sportsbet standing by. You're listening to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. It's Matt Russell in the chair. I'm finally getting the tone for the show. We had the reptile on. He stuck his neck out. He gave it to the Roosters as a South Sydney fan, and then they responded. And finally, the Shaggers will give him the last say. Hey, Roosters fans, get a German Shepherd-sized dog up your glory, glory, the reptile. Nick Ashman, what a wonderful show we work with.
there you go, eh? Get a dog up, yeah. What an old saying. I haven't heard that one for a few years. But, hey, I'll tell you what's happening this morning, boys. The NBA playoffs continue. You've got Indiana and New York Knicks taking on one another. The Pacers, well, they're coming off a good win, but it's worth noting that they've lost their last nine playoff games on the road after a win, and that's why you got the New York Knicks at $1.41 and pretty hard favourites as well against the Pacers at $2.94. And then it's over at midday. We've got the Minnesota Timberwolves, who are just on a big winning streak at the present, but they're the outsiders at $3.27 versus the Denver Nuggets. And it's worth noting that the Nuggets have won 14 of their last 15 games after losing as the favourites as they did last time out. So things heading up in the NBA, guys, and we'll see where it all ends up. But the Boston Celtics are still the favourites to win the championship this year. They're into $2.
I hope I haven't got this one without notice. But we've had Texas say, can Nick provide an FA Cup market? Manchester United reporting today, big loss in the EPL. Have you got an FA Cup market?
I do, Vossie. You're all over it there. Well, they lost 4-0 overnight to Crystal Palace. Man City were $1.40 favourites, and Man United, they're the only two teams left in the FA Cup. They'll play on the final in the early hours of Sunday, the 26th of May, our time. But off the back of that loss, we have seen a change. Man City into $1.33 now, and Man United have gone from $6.50 out to $7.50. Such is the poor form that they're in, given what they did this morning. And the market's reacting big time to it. And the only other thing there, Vossie, for you is Saturday, we've got the Goodwood down at Adelaide. We've got the Takeover Target Stakes up at Gosford. Great race day up at Gosford. The Gosford Gold Cup, if you're in and around Sydney, make sure you get up there. The favourite for the Gosford Gold Cup at this point is Goldman from the Waterhouse and Bot Stable. He's expected to lead, and he's $4.50, guys. So plenty happening in the racing world as well this weekend.
Great stuff. Have a great day at Sportsbet, Nick.
You too. Thanks, Vossie. See you, Matty.
See you, mate.
Nick Ashman there. Now, let's fire in our tips at the same time, because you might like to have an early wager before Team List Tuesday is even announced. We have Dolphins playing Manly on Thursday night. I'm putting faith in Manly bouncing back, having conceded the 20-point deficit. Matty, I'm
stung after the Canberra loss. The Sea Eagles bounce back to win.
Panthers v Canterbury. My heart wants Canterbury to win. I'm sorry about that. I'd love to see Canterbury win just to keep the passion train going, but I can't tip against Penrith.
Penrith at home. How could you look beyond them?
Parramatta v Brisbane. Wounded Broncos against the Eels.
Brisbane win.
Brad Art. Brisbane. I'll go Broncos too. Saturday football. Super Saturday kicks off with Tigers v Knights at Scully Park in Tamworth.
Yeah, this is hard. I haven't circled it. I haven't made a pick here yet. I'm going to make one on the spot. Newcastle to go 3-from-3 after Kalen Ponga's injury. So to win every game since losing Kalen, I'll tip the Knights.
I'll tip the Tigers.
Okay, point of difference right there.
Dragons, Rabbitohs, Mr. Whippy, Saturday, the Mr. Whippy Cup. I am going to go Dragons. I just can't tip Rabbitohs at the moment.
At Cogra, red V for me.
Melbourne v Cronulla, match of the round, arguably match of the year based on where they are on the ladder. 1-2, Cronulla 1, Melbourne 2. I'm going to go Melbourne at home.
Tough run coming up for the Sharkies. We'll learn a lot about Cronulla over the next 3 weeks. This week, it'll be Melbourne winning.
Roosters v Warriors, Allianz Stadium, Sunday, 2 o'clock game. Jared Waria-Hargreaves plays game number 300 for the Roosters. I'm sorry, Warriors, you've lost me at the moment. Mm. I'm going Roosters.
Party time for JWH, the Roosters to win.
And we finish up with Gold Coast Titans v Cowboys.
They're going tricky. Bad, the Cowboys, aren't they?
Yeah, but they're just burning a hole in my pocket if I was backing them.
I'm tipping them this week.
Yeah, you're tipping them? Yep. Yeah, well, I'll tip them as well, but... No, I won't, actually. No, I won't. I won't tip them. I'm going to go Titans. Late change. This is early, before teams announce. I'm going to say Cowboys will score plenty but concede plenty.
So you're
Titans
going
to beat the Cowboys.
You're going Tigers. I'm going Knights. You're going Titans. I'm going Cowboys. They're the two games we differ on. Apart from that, it's Manly, it's Penrith, it's Brisbane, it's St George Illawarra, it's Melbourne, and it's the Sydney Roosters.
Breakfast with Vossie and Maddie Russell. We are brought to you by Bryden's Lawyers. Best legal advice. Their number is 1-800-848-848.